Oh, सर्वं स्वयादिकाचार्य शोदर्श श्रीमद्भक्तिनाथ नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज सन्यासीगण ब्रह्मचारीगण वैष्णव भक्तगण प्रिंस एवरीवन एक्सेप्ट माय प्रणाम सो गुरुदेव हैज आस्क्ड मी टू एक्सप्लेन दिस भजन बाय श्री नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर He is saying, Hari Hari Vipale Janama Gwani, that, oh Hari, my life is fruitless, my birth, because Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhadiya Jamiya Shunya Vishakhanya, that I have received this human birth, which is so rare. Bhagavad says, Vakras Gurula Bhavidha Bhavusam Gwante, after many billions and millions of births, do we receive this human life? So, Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Manushya Janapaya Radha Krishna Nabhadiya. But instead of using this life for what it's actually been given to us for, we use it fruitlessly. Really, he's saying, Radha Krishna Nabhadiya. I have not performed the service of Radha Krishna. And in doing so, Janiya Shunya Visha Khayam, I have knowingly drinking this poison. Golokya Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan.
What is poison?
Sanskrit.
Worldly desires.
But it is saying poison is worldly desires and our desire to enjoy this material world. So he continues Golokya Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan Ratina Jamiro Kenetai. So, Golokir Premadhan, the wealth of frame of Golok Vrindavan and has come, is given by this Harinam Sankirtan. So Harinam Sankirtan has the power to give us Golokir Premadhan. But Narottam Das Thakur is saying, why hasn't my Rati grown for this Harinam Sankirtan? Instead, I have attachment for Samsara Vishanali. Divanishi Dhya Jale, Uraite Na Koin Rupai. He's saying, in this fire of samsara, this material world, then my heart is burning day and night. Divanishi, day and night, my heart is burning in this samsara. And I have not taken the remedy, which is this Harinam Sankirtan, to extinguish this forest fire of samsara, material existence. Brajendra Nandana Jay Shachi Sutta Hoyoshe Bhavaram Hoyonitai. That in Golok Vrindavan, the spiritual world, where Lord Krishna resides eternally with all his associates, that Brajendra Nandan, son of Nand Maharaj, he has come in the form of Shachi Sutta, the son of Sachimaya. Who is that? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Baladeva, who is in from Goloka, Vrindavan, he has come as Nityanand Prabhu. Dinahina Jatakshiva Harinami Uddharivo Tarashakti Jagai Mahai. As many fallen and lowly persons were there, then they were delivered through this Harinam. And an example of this is Jagai Mahai. Everyone knows this. Shastama Jagai Mahai. The most fallen persons in this universe, Jagai Mahai, were delivered by the medium of Harinam Sankirtan. So then at the end, Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Ha ha Prabhu Nanda Sutta, Vishabhanu Sutta Jutta, Karuna Karaho Eivar. He's saying, oh Prabhu, oh Nanda Sutta, oh my Lord, oh son of Nanda Maharaj, please, Karuna Karaho Eivar, this time, just one time, please give me mercy. Narottam Das Koi, Na Kheliva Ranga Koi, Kama Vinay Kya Chiyama. He's saying, do not push me away from your lotus feet. And without you, who else is mine? So in this way, Narottam Das Thakur is saying this bhajan.
Yeah. Thank you.
seventh canto. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namah Vancha Kalpataru Bhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Senama Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tvayabina Iti Vigyay Radhe Tanayama Charanantike. First of all, my lakhs and lakhs dandvat pranati obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Paramaradhyatam Om Vishnu Pasi Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And then same my heartly obeisances in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Sutta Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Bharata. All these sannyasis, brahmacharis, and all devotees, lady or men. Today is very auspicious day. Nisimhadev today appeared from a pillar and killed Hiranyakashipu in a second. And he saved Prahlad. So in this story comes from Maharaj Yudhishthira. When he saw that Krishna killed Shishupal by his chakra. And then a light came from the Shishupal and mixed in the lotus feet of Krishna. So Maharaj Yudhishthira became very, very wondered. And asked the question, how Prabhu? I have some doubt. That Krishna always take the part, take
side
of devotees and demigods, and always he is
punishing
against the asura,
demons.
Though demons are demigods or sadhu, all are his sons and daughters. So why this? I have doubt. Then Narad told, even Nisimhadev killed Krishna killed by Chakra Shishupal, but he was always observing his name. Once, when the birth of, at the date of birth of Shishupal, he has four arms. Krishna, being the auntie's son, he went to see Shishupal, but he has four hands, very ugly. So when Krishna saw at once two arms and became beautiful. Then the mother and father of Shishupal told Krishna, "Oh Krishna, you will kill this boy, but You should promise that I will not kill this son, your son. Krishna told, 100 times I will excuse if he will abuse me at any time. But if excess than 100, at once I will kill. Oh, they thought that he will not do any offense 100 times. Only one, two sometimes he may do. But Krishna, he began to tell so many abuses to Krishna. And when it's passed about more than 100, then Krishna killed him. But after killing, what he did? He's very godless, merciful. He gave him salvation, Sai Yamukti, to whom for lakhs and lakhs, thousand years, the Brahma Gyani, they do austerity, even very rare. And in a second he gave. Why? Then Narada told, anyhow, anyone always observing in Krishna, if he do like that, then he will anyhow will go to Krishna. Like he told, Tasmat Vairanubandhena Nirvairena Bhayenava Snehat Kamera Vajunjat Katham Na Ichet Prata. Anyhow, by calm, by lust, ways,
envious,
bhaya, fear, sneha,
affection
and love, and bhakti. If anyone heart always absorbed in Krishna, oh, he will have Krishna. It is sure. The example is the gopis by love and affection. High class of, that is called Kamatmika. Very high. And Kansa by fear. Always that Krishna will
kill me.
Krishna, he will
kill me.
At once kill me. He will kill me. Day and night. Always. So observe totally. And gopis, always gopis. Like gopis, heart is this
chariot
of Krishna. Krishna
sits on
the chariot of gopi's heart. And in other hand also,
Krishna's heart,
always gopis are there. Each other, vice versa. Chaitya Shishupal, by dvesh. Dvesh means by enmity. Sambandhat Vishnaya. Vishni. Like Sambandhat Pradyumna Aniruddha. Son and
Grandson.
Anyone, Vasudeva Devaki, father, mother, this Sambandha.
Relation.
They absorb their heart in Krishna, thinking always Krishna. And Snehajijam, and by love and affection, you, Yudhishthira and Arjuna and Draupadi. And Bhaktya Vibho. So, if anyone will give totally his heart to remember Krishna, then at once we will have. Even anyone by envious term, he will think Krishna. Even he gives, then if anyone like gopis love, then what Krishna will do? Nothing to give them. So, he is telling that I am giving an example of this. How Krishna is merciful. He is not envious to anyone. He is very merciful to all. That once Hiranyakashipu saw that his brother was Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha means, or Hiranyakashipu means, you should know, those who want to collect always
gold.
That is money. Oh, they are Hiranyakashipu. So here or there in world, there are so many. At that time, one Hiranyakashipu, and now so many Hiranyakashipu. So, Krishna, in the form of Varahadev, he killed Hiranyaksha. Then his body was brought to kingdom, royal palace, and a white
cloth
was covered. All were weeping. All were weeping. Then Hiranyakashipu knew everything, all Vedas also. But he used what? Against party of Krishna. But he knew all. Then he began to tell, oh, the sons of Hiranyaksha, mother and father, brothers, you should listen. Those who have come to this world, and if they are in battle, juddha karte samay,
time of fighting,
anyone is killed, then he goes to swarga,
heavenly planet.
So what was? He was a very good
warrior.
Warrior. And he was very, very strong. So he has been killed there in battle. So no harm. And you should know, and also you should know also, those who have taken birth, you will have to die. Death after birth, after birth date. Where is your grandfather? Where is your grandmother? Where are all your
forefathers
and others? But it is very wonderful that we know that all will die, but I will not die. Never we think that I will die. Oh, you should know. Death is always dancing on your head. At any time she can attack death. So chant every name. Have bhakti to Krishna. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. So Hiranyakashipu did not tell, but I am telling. So Hiranyakashipu told, I am giving an example, that there was a king. His name was Sujagya. He wanted to be a Chakravarti Raja.
Emperor
of the whole world. So there was one rival to him, king, and a battle was going on. And in that battle, the king Sujagya was killed. After finishing battle, his body was brought to royal palace and a white cover was given. All were weeping, all were. Queen, his daughter, sisters, ministers, Brahmins, all were weeping. There were none to give them
consolation. Satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Consolation.
All were weeping. In the meantime, Jam Maharaj, the
personified death
of death, he came in the form of 5 years boy and began to tell, why you all are weeping? Why you all are weeping? But no one answered. Then he told, I, being a 5 years old boy, I what know, they don't know. They are all ignorant. They don't know that after death, birth, and after birth, death, whole world is will have birth and death. From creation, of beginning of creation, and it will be the last of creation. If you will not do bhajan, if you are not doing bhajan, Krishna mercifully has given this physical, this human form, then again you will have to come like a donkey, monkey, pigs, hawks, fishes and cows, and other will kill you and eat. So remember always. And if you are doing bhajan, chanting, singing, always Krishna name, very easily you will be liberated from this world and you have love like gopis and like Nanda Baba, Yashoda and others. And serve in a globe Vrindavan. So I have come to remind you all, don't neglect Harinam chanting. Don't neglect Hare Krishna, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam. So, being in the association of high class of Vaishnava, and you should make your life successful. So, Jam Maharaj telling that what I know, they are not knowing. Any old person told, oh, he has gone. Where he has gone? He is sleeping. Why not he speaking? You should talk with him. No. Soul has gone. Not body is here, but soul. Oh, you know that how soul was, how long, how sweet, how beautiful, how long, what color? So no, we have not seen. Then why waiting?
Have you seen soul any time?
You have not seen. To whom you seen? And your relation was father, mother, son, daughter, who is lying here. And if you tell soul, you have not ever seen soul, then why eating? Why weeping? You should know. There was a bird, pair of birds, named Kuling.
Pigeon.
Like pigeon. Pigeon, you know. He pigeon, she pigeon. Once they went to forest and they saw very beautiful trees and creepers and grasses. They were sitting on the branch of the tree and go with love and affection, making their
beak
each other. Oh, how beautiful our marriage ceremony. And how beautiful our children are. So, in the meantime, when they were lovely, immersed in speaking, the lady pigeon saw on the grass some rice pieces.
Some rice.
And they were glittering like
pearls. Pearls.
So the lady told, "Oh, my dear Prabhu, we should go and collect these rice for me, for you, and for children." But the male pigeon told, "Oh, this is forest. From where rice will come? There is no any rice field. No any baniya.
Businessman.
Businessman that who can sell here rice. It seems that there must be some trap. Anyone hunter will be nearby. And if you go at once, he will take you in his trap. But Melfi, the sea pigeon told, "Oh, you
always paranoid.
Always
paranoid.
Always like this. Oh, I'm going." And telling this, he like full, he went to the rice collect and busy was in collecting rice. In the meantime, hunter saw that sea pigeon is here, and so he
pulled the trap.
And at once he was in the trap. Then he became very happy. Then pigeon saw, "Oh, my wife is, dear wife, has been caught in trap. What can I do? There are so many children. If mother was there, she can save them. But how can I? Better I should die and he should be out of trap. But how it can be?" So lamenting, "Oh, my dear wife." And she went nearer to trap and totally observed him weeping. And in the meantime, the hunter, who was hiding himself behind a tree, he took his
bow and arrow
and at once shot it. And the arrow went past through his heart and see. Blood coming and she died. He died. Oh, then he began to
clap
his hands and laughing. He came and he took the legs of dead pigeon and trapped
sea pigeon.
And he tightened their legs and took him. And what did you know? So, you should know, death is always here. Our Guru Parampara, Krishna is very merciful. Our Guru Parampara very merciful. So, how far away here, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, came. And he door to door he went and called he meeting like me, what I am doing. I am following his footprint. And out of mercy, weeping heart, he told you, "O sons and daughters, come, a saffron
robe."
Saffron?
Robe.
Robe. He came, saffron cloth, and told, "My sons and daughters, chant Harinam and be happy." And what Harinam? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So Hiranyakashipu told them and then called all his mantri,
ministers
and all, that, "Oh, Sambhu, what? Oh, you should come and go and travel in the world. Those who are Where you have you show see cow or cut them?
Brahmin.
Brahmin. Brahmin or cut them?
Fruit tree.
Oh.
Fruit tree.
Fruit trees, especially mango, or cut them. And where you see sadhu, all. And then, no will serve Vishnu, so Vishnu will die.
Automatically.
Automatically he will die.
Without eating.
Very good. And thus their followers did this. After that, he went to Mandarachal and did austerities, and he had a boon from Brahma. I should not die in daytime, night time, in
sky,
akash,
on the sky,
in the sky, on the earth, on Patal, not by anyone created by Brahma. No animal, no birds, no such snakes, nothing,
no,
not in any year.
No weapon.
And then he thought that I am immortal. But in the meantime, when he was a authority, then Prahlad came in the womb of
Kayadu,
his mother Kayadu. And Deva wanted to kill, Indra wanted to kill. But Nara came and told, in the womb of this lady is a Param Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat, you cannot kill him. Then Indra did Parikrama and then left, and then Narada Rishi took her
in his
ashram and for 1,000 years, more than, he heard the tattva, all tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva, bhakti tattva, prema tattva, everything. And then Prahlad became like this. Hiranyakashipu has so many sons, 4 sons.
Yeah.
He was
younger.
They were sent to school. And after some time, when Prahlad came from school, his mother degraded him and gave him the life of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu became very happy and began to smell his
head.
And then asked, my dear son, what you have learned in this school? And then what he told?
ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः Hare Krishna,
Rama blessed
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
About 10
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances and the lotus feet of my Paramahansa Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astrodara Sata, Srisimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parijaya Acharya Varja, Astrodara Sata Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sai Maharaj. I offer my humble obeisances, the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Krishna Vishnu Pad, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sai Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Krishna Vishnu Pad, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances to all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here to listen some Hari Katha from Puja Lotus Feet, headed by the disciple of Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Srila Gurudev told, when Prahlad Maharaj came from Gurukul, Mata decorated him, Prahlad, and sent to his father, seeing Prahlad,
after 15 minutes,
Hiranyakashipu became overjoyed, grabbed him in his lap, smelled his head, and told,
O my dear son, which you have learned in your Gurukul so far, can you tell me in brief? Prahlad Maharaj bold. He never feared from his father because Krishna Bhakta Niskama Tev Santo is doing bhajan of Bhagavan, he always calm and quiet and very bold. He told, Tat sadhu manne asura varja dehinam sada samudvigna dhiyam asatagrahat hittadma patam vihamandha kupam banandato yathari masraye. He's not telling, oh my dear father or respected father, Tat sadhu manne asura varja dehinam, oh the greatest demon of all demons. He's telling his father, you are the best among all demons. Tat sadhu manne asura varja dehinam, I think this is the best. For what? Asuravaja Dehina, Sada Samudvigna Bhiyam Asuravaja. In this world, everything is accepting Asat thing. Asat means Sat is Krishna or Bhagavan and his devotee and devotion. Other than Bhakta, Bhakti and Bhagavan, all are Asat. Means not good thing. Who is accepting all these bad things are always in anxiety. If they want to be free from this anxiety and want to get peace and tranquility of mind, they have to go to forest and have to do bhajan of Bali. Which forest? The forest of Kona? The Nita went and bring so many avakaras? No. Have to go Vrindavan, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri. Being there, have to do bhajan of Bali. If not possible by body, have to be always by mind there. And this is the best. Why Samad Vigna Dhiya? Why? And told, Dehatva Patam Vrihamanda Kupam. This household life is like kill your own soul. Why so? Who is doing bhajan? Not for them. Who are not doing bhajan for them? The household life is like killing your own self. Our previous acharyas, they have given an analogy. Once, to clear this point, once one king went to hunting with his minister and soldiers. By chance, he became separated from his soldiers, one alone chasing one wild boar. After a few minutes, he heard that one tiger is running. And so, oh my goodness, tiger is coming, how I can run? I want to escape, how I can escape? Then close by saw one. Well, he thought, oh, I can go in the jump in the well, tiger will not come, when tiger will go away. In the meantime, my minister and soldier will search me, I'll go with them back to my kingdom. He saw there is some small tree hanging on the well. Then he hang to hold two branches and want to go down. As soon as he want to go down, he got some sound. So many snakes raise their hood and one try to bite him. As soon as he comes down, he bites. But oh, what shall I do? Upside there, downside there, what shall I do? And if I not go down, neither down nor up, how long I can hang? My arm will be painful, I will go down. In the meantime, two rats came from one hole of the well and tried to chew the branches he was holding. Each and every respect, danger and danger. And that rat was, one was dark, another quite white. What to do? He could not chase the rat away from there. And when he was hanging, when he was jumping, that upper branch, there was a beehive and some honey was dropping, just passing through his nose. He said, oh, this is my golden chance, what to do? Then he take his tongue, catching one another, oh, so sweet, so sweet. What is this? Our previous acharyas, the realized soul, they told that tiger is personification of death. Who has taken birth in this world, you want or not, you must have to die. Maybe you are billionaire, but your dollar will not save you. Although you may think dollar is dollar and brighter than solar, dollar is dollar, cooler than lunar. If you have dollar, you are a great scholar. We have the dollar, you are cooler. But still, dollar will not save you. You must have to die. And what is the tree? Tree is our lifespan. Lifespan. How old are you? Oh, I am 60 years. That means your 60 years have been passed. You are running towards death very fast. And that two deaths, what is that? One white and a dark means our life is ending. One day, one night, one day, one night, by this 1 week, one fortnight, one month, 1 year, and years like this. The white that is denoted as a daytime, and dark that is denoted night time. And in the bottom, there are so many snakes. What is that? Problem on your life. You want or not, you have to face so many problems in your whole life. And what is that honey is dropping? This momentary happiness in this material world. Just like you went for business and you have job, then there is some difference of opinion with your boss or with your workers, you become very fed up. When you came back, you so much morose, somehow that you came back. When you knocked the door or calling back, your wife opened the door. Then as you enter, your baby, daddy, have a candy please, and jump on your lap. He's telling broken language. Although you are so much disturbed, as soon as you see your wife and your small children in broken language, you forgot all your calamity. This is the honey of material happiness, momentary happiness in this world. So if someone wants to come out from this material world and want to get peace and tranquility of mind, what have to do? Banam Bhakta Hari Masraye, going to Vrindavan, Navadvip Dhama, Jagannath Puri, and to Bhajana Puri. Then you can get happiness. How will you do there? There is friendly person is there and they will help you to do bhajan. Here is your thought. The Hiranyakashipu is merely a small boy. He is telling like naturally, oh, better he can send him to school. And Sandavarta told, oh, he is a small boy. From here he has learned all these things. So we will take him Gurukul and we will teach him again. Sandavarta, okay. Take him and give good lesson, like hypocrisy, diplomacy, duplicity, all this teaching, this is the theory of Hiranyakashipu. So they took him to Gurukul to teach him again, furthermore. What happened after that? We listen from Srila Gurudev and other Krishna. Hare Krishna.
But Prahlad was sent to school again, and after some time, again, Hiranyakashipu took Prahlad Maharaj in his lap. I want to hear that what you have decided, what is the best in your teaching. And then he told, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam,
Padasevanam,
Archanam, Vandanam, Darsam, Sakhatmani Vedanam. You know all the meaning. Always hearing the glory of Krishna. So all nine kinds of. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu became very angry and told his gods and others, oh, at once kill him. He has come in our dynasty. But I have supported and nourished him. Now he has become 5 years age and he is singing towards Krishna, Vishnu, our enemy. So kill him. They tried very hard, but they could not. they gave him in fire, not blood. Elephant was brought to
crash him,
but elephant from far away.
Run away.
Poison was given, snakes were given, but anyhow he died.
No result.
Then he asked, he had learned all the Vishnu's glory to Guru. Guru told us that we have never teached him. We have never taught him. Oh, by nature he tells. And then he asked the Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, from where you have learnt all this? And then what told? Mother Nikrishna.
तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः वंशपादकृत्यस्य कृपासिन्धुदेव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. First of all, I offer my humble obeisances and the thanks of the lotus feet of my beloved Guru Maharaj. Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Pariva Kacharya Ashtapatikara Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Krishna Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Then I offer my humble obeisances unto all the Acharyas in our line coming from Srila Rupa Goswami. Also, I offer my humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas present, headed by Vidandi Sanyasi, all uncles, aunties, guests, brothers, sisters, I offer my humble obeisances. Gurudev ordered me to speak something, which is what will happen now. I am not a learned person, but I will try my best, what I remember from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, to share with you. So here, Prahlad Maharaj, his father becoming very, very upset, very worried. Yeah. This boy, he's my son. Only 5 years old, yeah, and he is not obeying me. He is obeying the enemy, Vishnu. I should do something, yeah, and trying to kill him. He understands that that boy, he doesn't belong in our dynasty. Even he may disobey Vishnu later on. I have to teach him a lesson. Yeah? He is so small. I want to teach him a lesson, but he could not. Rectify Prahlad by the help of Sandara Marka. So he became very, very disturbed, trying to kill Prahlad by all means. Then he could not be successful at that, and then he becomes very worried. What is this? I am Hiranyakashipu. No one can challenge me. And this small boy, he is undisturbed. I cannot kill him. Ooh, he must be because of my dad. Yeah. Because he is giving me so much anxiety. He is in the camp of the enemy. So what will happen? He became very worried. Then he asked Prahlad, where did you learn all this, Prahlad? Then Prahlad said, Father, I will tell you, but it is not possible for you to understand. Then he said, Matirna Krishna Parataksa Tova Vito Vipatite Griha Bratanam Adanta Bogir Visatanta Visram Puna Punas Charvita Charvananam. He's telling my dear father, anyone who is attached to enjoy this material world, in other words, you, my dear father, yeah, no matter how much you think, even you can meet with each other and discuss how to become free from this attachment and develop your awareness of God, it will never be successful. Why? Because you are attached to that which is illusion. And you cannot give up. You are in this Griha Bratanam. You have taken a vow, I will stay here with my family till the end of time. Yeah. Even my forefathers, they have left, they have died. So many my family members, friends,
Everyone is dying, but no, I will stay here and sit it out till the last moment. If we make this vow, it is impossible to develop Krishna Bhakti. Prahlad is telling here. And Father, he is determined. He wants to be the supreme enjoyer. And he has figured out a system to be immortal. Just like many people in this world, they have discovered something to prolong their life. And they think they will be immortal. Yeah? Very soon it will happen. They will discover a computer that can run their whole body. And never ever they will be having to die. They will be here for eternity with their grandmother and everybody else, mother-in-law. Yeah. Don't think about that. So then, Prahlad telling him to his father, Father, forget it. You will not be able to come out of this. Why? Because you are attached to chewing that which has been chewed again and again and again. You think there is some flavor. But really, there is no flavor. You are chewing your own blood only. The example given here is, some of you have gone to India. Here we have dogs in America. But the dogs, they have a very good life. They're all looked after. They don't have to worry for anything. Their food is coming in time. When they wag their tail, the bus is coming and going out with them, running on the beach or anywhere. Three, four, five dogs people have, and the dogs have a very nice life. Some people even leave their whole estate to the dog, because the dog is more faithful than anyone in this world, isn't it? When you call the dog, it's coming, He'll always follow you. He'll never let you down. So they leave everything to the dog. Dog doesn't know anything. He has millions of dollars. He doesn't understand anything. And anyway, they give him a view, a beautiful view on the ocean. So that way, dog is treated here in America. But in India, if you've gone to India, you'll see dogs there. They have no master. They're running here and there everywhere. Sometimes in groups, sometimes alone. And they're always looking for something which they can eat. And they will go to the extent that they will look everywhere, and sometimes they find underneath the earth, they smell, they have a very good sense of smell, they smell something, some bone. So they dig it up, and they chew the bone. And they think this bone, it is very nice taste. What they are chewing? Their own blood. It's mixed with the very dry and old bone. They're chewing this, and what happens? Five, six dogs come running and they want to catch that bone. The dog thinks what to do and he runs away and he tries to take the bone with him, but alas, it doesn't work and the other dogs, they catch him. So he lets go of the bone and he runs off. And the other dogs, what do? They chew the bone. And again, they chew and they mix with their own blood. I think this bone, it tastes very nice. So what is the meaning of this? The meaning is that our forefathers, they have tried to become happy in this world, isn't it? They had a family, mother, father, they had family. And what did they say? You should also have a family and be happy in this world. Even though they are not happy, but they want to convince you, do the same as me. At least then we can share our happiness or suffering. They don't say, oh, you can go to Vrindavan and learn about Krishna. If that happens, if the son comes home and says, Father, Mother, I have good news. I've given up drinking, smoking, drugs, hanging out with the young girls, the young boys. I've found the most beautiful and amazing thing in my life. I met this man in Saffron Rose. So then, the parents not at all happy. So this is the situation in this world because they are too attached. So then, Prahlad Maharaj telling, who are too much blinded, that they be do Vishnu. Who is too much blinded by the illusion of this world. They try to help each other. It is like a blind man leading
another blind man. They choose someone as their guru, as their teacher, who is blinded by the illusion of this material world. And they promise each other to help come to perfection. A blind man, how can he lead another blind man? He will fall into the ditch. And both will fall into the ditch. So this is happening in the world. There is no real enlightened leaders. So Prahlad is telling, Father, impossible. If anyone is blind, he cannot help somebody else who is blind. Then he said, the only hope for you, my dear Father, for those who are too much attached to this material world, there is only one remedy. And we have to catch on to that remedy very, very tight. That is, you, my dear Father, who are so much attached to material life, at once run to the lotus feet of the pure Vaishnava and smear the dust of that lotus feet all over your body, meaning always stay near him and receive his kind mercy. Because the pure Vaishnava, he is not from this world. He is a transcendental, realized, eternal associate of Sri Krishna, who is also not from this world. He has completely realized all the transcendental truths. He is always absorbed in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his eternal associates. So by taking shelter of that pure Vaishnava, only that remedy will help to free us from all our attachment. Why? Because we will become attached to that Vaishnava. We will become attached to Sadhu Sangha. And that will be the perfection of our life, and we have no more time for material attachments. Until and unless we take this remedy, there is no hope. So my dear Father, you should take this as the only solution. What? Father becomes very angry. I cannot do that. You want me to take shelter with the enemy? Impossible. Then he becomes completely overwhelmed. Hiranyakashipu, what to do? This boy, he's coming our dynasty, but he's like poison. Yeah. What to do? Then Sandana Marka, they come to Hiranyakashipu and they say, my lord, don't worry. Very soon our father will come. Sukracharya, he is the greatest of all spiritual masters. He is the spiritual masters of the demons, and he will very quickly, he will rectify this boy, because by his association, he will develop that quality which is necessary to become your real son. So then, Sandana Marka, again, they take Prahlad in their custody, teaching him everything about politics, hypocrisy, diplomacy. As we have heard, they try again their best, and Prahlad, very simple, he hears, but not registering anything. Then Sandana Marka, they take some time off from school, and they ask Prahlad, you please monitor the children. So Prahlad becomes very happy. This is golden chance. Now I can share with my fellow students the wealth of my heart. So then he tells the students, first the students tell Prahlad, now we can play. Be happy, teachers have gone, let's play. Prahlad says, no, listen something before. So then Prahlad is telling, Komara achara prakyo dharman bhagavata viha durlabham manushya janma tap api adrubham acharam. He's telling, this human form of life, even from very young age, at once we should cultivate bhakti for the Supreme Lord. This human form of life is very rare and very, very valuable. Don't wait a moment. At once, we should develop our relationship with Sri Krishna, with love and affection. Why? We may say, let's wait till we become old. Now is the time to enjoy, to learn something, and to be happy in this world. And when we grow older, we will practice bhakti. Prahlad says, no. Not possible. What will happen? Anyone who doesn't practice devotional services, what will he do? He will spend his time learning something, playing, first 20 years of his life, finished like that. Last 20 years of his life, he cannot practice bhajan, he has to hold a stick, and his memory is gone. So, No way to remember. He thinks, oh, this is all fantasy. You speak about Krishna, I have no faith in this. Therefore, from beginning of life, we should hear and chant and have some sangha. In between that period, old age and young age, we have no time because always absorbed in that honey which is coming drop by drop from our family members, our small children.
Yeah.
And society will always absorb our energy. So just now, while you are still young, start this process of bhakti.
Guru, sure, sure, sure.
Then they said, Prahlad, how did you learn all this? Then Prahlad says, Guru Shushushya Bhakta
Sarvalabha
Ardhavena Cha
Sangena Sadhu Bhakta
Ishvara Aradhana Cha. He says that one should accept Guru and surrender with faith once everything to Guru. This is the process. One should be in that association always in Sadhu Sangha. And with all his energy, he should worship the Lord. If we do this, Prabhupada says, then very easy we can attain perfection in our life.
Now, Brahmapuri will be what we told, or they will show practically.
Shri Gurudev, we have a chair for you out there if you would like.
Oh, yes, I do.
It's right over there.
Hare Krishna. So some devotee has requested for initiation. It will take place tomorrow 8 a.m. Initiation tomorrow 8 a.m. So whoever wants initiation, they have to come for 8:15. They have to come there, do the bhajan to the seventh house, 8:15. And you must be recommended by any local Vishnu. And for male devotee, you have to clean their head.
Yeah.
And for female only to set their hair, they can come as it is. So tomorrow, 8 a.m. So who wants initiation, they have to be appeared there before 8, means 8:15, you have registered your name, you are chairman. After that, 8:30, fire sacrifice. After that, 8:30 fire sacrifice. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I'm sorry.